are listening to The Kevin Smith Show.
Comments and views expressed on the Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, the Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks, and welcome to the Kevin Smith Show. Whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this beautiful place we call Earth, thank you for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. Some of you are joining us for the very first time. Welcome. I'm glad you're here, and I hope you make a habit out of it. It is a really good habit to get into. Couple of quick announcements. Today is Friday. That means the K-Files e-zine goes out today. And after the show, it's our free weekly newsletter, and I invite you to subscribe if you have not done so. There are no strings attached. You can unsubscribe anytime you want to, and we don't give your email address to anybody. We don't loan it or lease it or rent it or anything like that. But it's absolutely free. It's beyond me why you would want to be in the dark. And I get questions from audience members in email almost every day that it's something we've already answered in the K-Files e-zine. So all I can tell you is if you want answers to those questions, you need to be a subscriber to the K-Files e-zine. Also, I've had a couple of emails where someone has said, well, I want to register for the seminar, but I couldn't figure out how to do that, and nobody sent me a link. Well, you go to my website, kevinsmithshow.com. You see where it says God's in the Garden Seminar. You see a big picture there. It's right up there on the right-hand side. I'd probably be clicking that. That might be the way to go. All right. Music on the Kevin Smith Show is provided by the independent artists from GarageBand.com and music.podshow.com. So if you like any of the music you hear on the show, that's where you go, garageband.com or music.podshow.com. Look it up, download it, enjoy it, fill up your iPod. It costs you nothing. Now, a pretty interesting thing has happened out in space. NASA had the International Space Station astronauts climb into the escape capsule for safety, because there was a piece of space debris coming 5 inches long. The U.S. Space Command tracks 13,943 pieces of space junk 4 inches long or longer. And so they said, this is coming. It's going to be flying past you. But just for safety, you need to get into that escape capsule. So they did. Now, what's interesting about that? Well, it's interesting by itself, of course. But here's a piece of debris 5 inches long that they're tracking, and they know that it could hit the space station. It's coming. It's about an hour away. They know that, but I still haven't heard a good explanation of how they missed a Soviet-era Russian satellite that was malfunctioning, and it's the size of a bus, and it hit a commercial satellite and caused all this space debris. How do you miss a bus? How do you miss a bus, but you can see 5 inches of debris? I still don't know how that works. It's a mystery to me. My guests this evening will be Rochelle Sparrow and Courtney Kane. Rochelle is a psychic trance channeler. And we'll talk more about her and her background when we come back from break. Courtney is a psychic artist, and I can say I've never had a psychic artist on the show before. They're going to join us on the other side of this break. Hang on.
Seeker News.
Edge information.
On UFOs.
Ghosts.
Extraterrestrial visitation.
Bigfoot.
Anomalies on Mars.
And the moon.
And so much more. Read articles
from over 35 authors.
Reader stories.
Submit yours.
Audio archives.
The Kevin Smith Show.
Browse the forums.
All free to join.
AlienSeekerNews.com.
Ask yourself one question.
How in the world did I ever get along without it?
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's the first verse of Genesis, and that verse blows away the standard story of creation. God's in the garden, the seminar. Don't miss it.
Most of the great music you hear right here on Steel Eye Media Network is supplied by the independent artists from GarageBand.com. If you hear a song you like, go over to GarageBand.com, look it up, download it. You can even buy the group's CDs, in many cases, right there at GarageBand.com.
I'll be there in the morning light.
How much will you carry? Only you.
get it all. Become a member of the Kevin Smith Show at kevinsmithshow.com.
And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Some of you, I'm sure, noticed during the commercial break, those of you who are watching via video saw it come and go. That's not anybody interrupting us. My guests are trying, we are trying to connect their webcam to the show, and in a test that we did at about 5:30 this afternoon, it worked perfectly. But right now, it's being cantankerous and doesn't want to connect, and we don't know why. So we were working with that, and we'll continue to try and get their webcam up, because I think it would be quite interesting for you to see some of what goes on with a psychic artist. But we'll work on that and see if we can't get it going here in a little bit. My guest is Rochelle Sparrow, and Courtney, I should say my guests are Rochelle Sparrow and Courtney Kane. Rochelle is a well-known psychic trance channeler. She is the featured channel for Shirley MacLaine, author of a controversial book called JFK is Still Alive, has appeared on numerous radio and TV shows, hosts her own radio show. Courtney Kane is an accomplished artist, a psychic artist as well, who paints auras of people as they talk. And hopefully we'll be able to bring their webcam up on the show so that you can see her work as we go through the show. Rochelle, you and Courtney have appeared on radio and TV shows previously. You've appeared on them together. Explain what it is that you do as you work together.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for having us on, and thank you everybody out there. What I am is I'm a psychic trance channel, and that basically means that I go into a trance state, and while I'm in a trance state, I connect with my guides and angels on the other side of the veil who bring me information in the form of words and in the form of energies. So I'm able to identify energies, and I'm able to hear words. I also bring in messages from your ancestors of love, light, and grace. And this information is pointedly helpful in helping people remove blocks to who they really are, their talents, skills, abilities, and soul purpose, and to create flow between source or God to their true self, and therefore to the outside world around them. They provide specific information in terms of healing. So how Courtney fits in this particular process is that she too is a healer. What she does is that she paints the energy inside of an aura, and this is the energy that surrounds a person. The energy could be made up of angels, guides, colors, visions, people who have passed on. It could be also a block that keep the person moving forward in their life. And while she's painting this energy, and by the way, it's finger painted, by the way. It's so cool because that's how she does the paintings. It's very organic with her fingers. And while she's painting, what she sees in a person's energy field, she'll also get messages. And these messages, again, are specifically intended to help people make better life choices. She has a phrase which I think is very important. She says that what is observed is changed. And I think that's extremely important because what we do together is, of course, we bring up information from the unconscious so that someone can consciously observe this information and help themselves change.
Okay, let's go back in time a little bit. How did you discover that you had this ability?
Well, I've always had an ability to be able to read energy. Everything has an energy attached to it. So there's file cabinet energy, and there's dog energy, and there's event energy. So energy can be concrete or abstract. And I've just been able to feel those inner experiences inside of me, like people feel emotions, sad, mad, glad. I didn't understand what I was doing because I was a child, and I didn't have a label for what I was doing. So I grew up with this particular ability to be able to read energy. And then through being able to identify and read energy, I became very interested in my own healing process from my difficult childhood. And I got my master's in social work, and I started to work as a therapist. And then from that process, I became interested in Carl Jung and Jungian analysis, and also a type of meditation called shamanism. So I started to visit the underworld, the upper world, and the middle world, and connect with what's called power animals, which are guides on the other side of the veil that lead us in different multi-dimensional directions. So through that particular process, after about 10 years, instead of seeing the usual visions, I started to hear a voice. So that became a whole new process, yet another one in my life, about, well, who are these guides? What is this particular language? Because as you learn about your own psychic development, it is about learning a new language. What kind of information do they impart? Is it helpful? Is it not helpful? So it became a whole lifelong process that I'm still involved with today in learning another language. Right now, what I'm involved in is seeing things in the physical, is seeing things in a trance state with my eyes in the physical manner and state. This means colors, this means auras, this means people who have passed on. This could be the web of energy or the matrix of energy, people call it, that surround us. I could go into a trance state with my eyes and literally see it in the physical. So that's what I'm developing now.
All right. Now, how... We see the TV version of channeling. How accurate is that? Is that, look, I'm not a channeler. And so, and most of the audience are not channelers. And so all we really know about it is what we see. And what we see is generally on television. So how accurate are those channelers? By accurate, I don't mean how accurate are what they're saying, but how accurate and real is the process we're looking at?
Well, I can only speak for myself. I've actually never seen a psychic trance channeler on television. I've seen psychics. Mm-hmm. I've seen people who get visions. I've seen people who perhaps get words, but I haven't seen people go into a trance state and channel. What I have seen is some people who get information about energy, who can talk about it, state what they're seeing, perhaps in terms of visions. I have seen psychics who ask a multitude of questions. So I've seen different processes and different kinds of psychics. My particular process and Courtney's particular process is that we do not ask questions. We get the information straight on. What we need is a name, and basically we're ready to go. So I think that from our particular perspective, I haven't seen anybody work like we do together.
Mm-hmm. Let me say this, and I will repeat it later, ladies and gentlemen. What we're going to do to try and get their camera to work with our system, When the break comes, we're going to turn off our video stream and reboot the video stream from the very start, okay? So on your video screen, it will say off air. And just give it a couple of minutes and then click on reload and we'll be back. The radio show, which is, of course, what this is, will not experience any interruption at all. And but the video stream, which is auxiliary to the radio show, will go down for just about 60 seconds, and then it'll be back up, and hopefully we'll be able to have their webcam with us. Courtney, let me ask you now, are you also a trans channeler?
No, I do not. I'm not a trans channel. I started, admittedly, I guess, as a young girl, receiving visions and messages and dreams. And through years of meditation, started to get that in the waking state as well, and started to have this urge to paint, which I have never been formally trained, other than that wonderful kindergarten art class. But I started to paint with this need to do so, and while I was painting, I'd meditate with the painting, and I'd start to get images, visions, and messages while doing this. So I did that for a number of years in the closet, not telling anybody what I was doing. And Rochelle kind of fell upon it one day. And we'd been friends for a number of years. And that's really how it all started. Started working together, and it's been, you know, one radio show after another and one event after another. So it's something that's really really great, and it's also very interesting when you can see us live. While I'm painting, I'm also in the process of writing the messages that are coming to me while Rochelle is channeling. So what's interesting to me is a lot of times I've written down things that she says later.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, to me, is so amazing, and I really love it when people can sit down and do a reading with us live. It's a lot of fun.
So you get information independently of Rochelle.
Correct. From my own guides, from my own messages that I receive, but also focusing in on your energy or on the person who we're reading for, on their energy. I just focus in. All we need, like Rochelle said, is a name, and I just tune in with them, and I just start painting what I'm seeing, what I'm getting, very empathically, I guess. Also, with illness, there's something that I've been doing for quite a number of years, but I can focus in where kind of what's happening within the body. So if they're hurting, a lot of times that comes through. It also tells me why they're hurting and maybe what they can do to help.
How did you find out you had this ability?
It really started to excel when I was painting. It just completely started to open up. I was receiving messages and not wanting to tell anybody because I...
Except for me, of
except
course.
Except for Rochelle. But I would, I would touch somebody, or I thought I was always a very sensitive girl, a very sensitive woman, but what I was realizing was my whole life I've been not only feeling my own energy and in my own space, but I've been feeling everybody else that's come in contact with me. So learning how to ground myself, focus in on me, that's really how I started to find out that a lot of the messages, a lot of the images I was receiving really wasn't, they weren't for me, they were for other people. But dreams and my loved ones, I've lost a lot of people in my life, and as a very young child, they started to come to me in dreams. And then it started that I was... people that had passed, I hadn't even known that they had passed yet, from, say, my hometown or, friends that I'd had. And then a couple of days later, I'd find out that they had passed, but they had visited me in a dream before I even found out. So those are things that I can't really just brush off. Usually when they come to me, they're coming for a loved one. They're coming with a message that they're wanting me to give to somebody that they've been close to. So when I've done that, the first few times I was very embarrassed and wasn't really open with anybody about it as far as what I was doing or the gifts that I had.
She soon got used to it.
I've soon gotten used to it, yes. But I give them the messages, cringing inside the whole time, and then find out that the person who was receiving the message completely... it completely resonated with them. They got it, and they thanked me for it. So after that happened, after a lot of different other experiences. It's just something I can't deny any longer.
The first time you delivered a message, you said you were embarrassed, but were you really like kind of scared as well?
I was terrified, completely terrified. It was, and I'll tell you the story. It was a girl that I had grown up with since kindergarten, and we went through, you know, school together, and her family, you know, was close with my family, and I live here in Arizona. You know, all of my family and old friends are back in Oklahoma. And I had this dream, and her mother came to me in this dream. You know, I haven't seen them in, you know, 8 years, 7 years. And she came to me in this dream and said, "Hi, Courtney," gave me a big hug, said hello, and said, "Do me a favor and tell my daughter that I'm okay and I love her," and gave me a little bit of information. And I woke up and I thought, well, that's really weird. And I think it was the next day, my sister called me and said, "Oh my gosh, so-and-so was killed in a car wreck 2 days ago." And it's things like that that, you know, it's been happening since I was, my mother passed away when I was 15. And once she passed, she came to me in a dream. And ever since then, that's happened to me, so.
All right, we have a break coming up here in about 20 seconds. Let me remind those who are watching that the video stream will go dead for a few seconds, and then we'll bring it back up. And what we're trying to do is get our guest's webcam up on our video stream. For the radio show, no problem. We'll be back right after this. Well, I'll tell you what, folks, I've got some good news for you. It worked. Thank you for allowing us that little interruption. As you should see at this moment, our guests are with us. And so now let me wave to you and say hello, guests. We're glad you're here. Oh, let's see. Now let me do it because I had your audio turned down. We're glad you're here.
Yes, we're happy to be here.
Okay, so Rochelle, so everyone will know who is who, why don't you wave to us first, and then Courtney, you wave to us.
Cool. Hello, everybody out there.
Okay, now, let's see, I'm still adjusting things here. Okay, we've got our guest on the screen, and Rochelle is on the right side of your screen. Courtney is on the left side of your screen. Courtney, you do the painting, right? And what is interesting to me is you do this with your fingers and you write at the same time. That must be a mess.
It makes for a very messy pen. Yes. And I actually have my own, a designated pen at Rochelle's house, yes, that I've kind of confiscated. So, yes, it is a bit messy, but I like it. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Outstanding. That's good. All right. Now, before we get into, and we're going to open up the phone lines and allow people to call and talk with you. But awesome. Before we get into that, I do want to just touch on something that seems like it's out of step with what we've been talking about, and that is your book, JFK Is Still Alive.
Uh-huh.
How does that fit with paranormal, or does it? I mean, is it information that you channeled, or?
It's information that I channeled. I actually went to JFK's funeral, and I was on Washington Avenue as his casket was going by. So it's something that's very clear in my mind. And what I channeled is that he was floating above the crowd, and he had influenced and connected with actually many people, not just myself, and served as an inspiration. So his energy served as a motivating factor in me moving forward in my life. I had, as I said, a difficult childhood, and there was many factors involving my ability to heal myself and move forward into a successful life in terms of my life, in terms of my childhood. In fact, Courtney is one of those particular influences, but it gets complex. But we do feel other people's energy, even if we don't see those people around us. So when we are in desperate circumstances and we have a sense of hope, I believe that we tune into people that are hopeful, that are helping to inspire us, that send us healing energy. We can't see those people, but they do exist, and their energy does exist. So he's been a guiding force throughout my life, and he's one of the reasons why I channeled that particular book, was to bring his energy in and to really bring forth a lot of very controversial information about the United States, truthful information, but the information needs to be told because this is how we are operating as a country. And as I said, it's controversial information. And we need to accept and embrace that truth so that we can move forward as a nation. So the information in the book is healing, it's truthful, and it's about many different factors that I believe still stand today in terms of how our country is governed.
Okay, so when you say JFK is still alive, you're not referring to him being physically alive somewhere, you're referring to his life energy.
That's correct. His energy continues to live. And that's the interesting thing. When I channel people who have passed on, I don't know if they've passed on or not, because their energy feels very alive to me.
Okay. Now, whenever... now, you say you still channel JFK sometimes?
Yes.
And, Courtney, have you been around when that happens?
You know what? I actually have not. No. But that would be very interesting. We should do that.
Yeah, I would like to see a painting of that.
Mm-hmm.
That would be very cool.
Me too.
Now, as you have appeared on other shows around the country, you do readings for people from the audience, right?
Yes.
And all you have to have is their name?
Yes. We can operate with a question. It's so funny because people call us and they say, well, can you tell us about our future, or can you tell us about a situation that I've been really working on in my life? The question can be so general, but we tend to pick up some interesting information that tends to really help people, even if the questions are quite general.
Okay, well, I think what we're going to do is I think we'll go ahead and open the telephone lines for folks to call in. Let me put the telephone number on the screen. It is 602-539-9580. And I've got it fixed right now so that you ladies are covering up the telephone number. So I'm going to move you.
Okay.
And now folks can see the telephone number. It is 602-539-9580, 602-539-9580. And the toll-free number, if where you are would be a long-distance call, you don't have a free calling plan, then you can call the toll-free number. If you would like to get a reading from Rochelle Sparrow, you would like to have your aura or your energy painted as well, this is what you need to do. You need to call one of those numbers, 602-539-9580. or toll free 1-888-223-4599. Now, there's a bit of a delay in the broadcast, so they don't hear it when I say it, ladies. It will be approximately 45 seconds before they hear all that. But we'll keep the telephone line open. Now, let me ask you, Rochelle, what would you say has been the most astounding thing to you that has ever happened while you're doing a reading on the air like this?
Well, I think that there's so many of them. The one that really stands out in my mind, and this was just recently, it was about 3 or 4 weeks ago, we did a show, many times I don't remember what the guides say. It's like waking up from a dream state, so I retain the information for perhaps a couple of hours or the day, and then it will recede in my memory, and I won't remember what it was. But we did a show, and then we did another show with, I believe, the same hosts, or they were on another show, and one of the hosts told me that what I had said, or what the guides had said, to be more exact, and what Courtney had suggested through her work influenced a relationship to the point where they made a decision to get married the next day.
That's pretty dramatic.
For that, yes.
That's
Look,
pretty amazing.
It is. Let's go to the telephone line. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Linda from Southern California.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
How can
Sounds
we help
fascinating.
You?
Fascinating.
Thank
How old
you.
Am I can't hear you.
Thank you so
Hello?
Much. How can we help you?
Oh, I was just wondering what maybe you had a little bit of guidance on my next life move.
Okay. So these are the kind of questions, Kevin, that we're talking about that are quite general, and we tend to be helpful. So let's see here. In that, we are going to suggest that Linda thinks in terms of career change. We see an ability here towards healing. I got writing as an energy. I also got acting as an energy. She has great creative intensity, endeavor, and ability to put forth into a healing, it feels like artistic life, so that she can begin to think of ways she can put and place her writing into an endeavor that bridges writing and healing. I got therapist as an energy. She also has an ability to move forward, move people forward. I got catalyst as an energy in their lives, so that she can think about a private practice in regards to this particular endeavor that we are suggesting. So there have been many activities of late. I got frenzy as an energy in which she is looking forward to and toward dramatic changes. And then I got many changes of late, messages from her ancestors. And that these particular changes have resulted in a physical move, which has been the correct mode and way, and I got travel as an energy. So her being has put forth herself in such a way, meaning put her energy out into the world in such a way that has transpired into several different positive shifts. These shifts are leading her into a closer connection and a direction with writing. And then I got book energy. So once she settles in from the several different changes that have occurred as late, we are going to suggest that she focus her talents upon writing is the correct way.
Okay.
Okay, now the painting that I just did for you, I'm not sure if you can see it on the cam or
no,
not.
We're going to turn it down here. The audio doesn't interfere.
Gotcha.
But go ahead, I'll see this later.
I actually did not get a whole lot of information on you, Linda, and I'm not sure why. Maybe I need to sit with it a little bit longer. But the information that I got immediately was move/transition, huge for you right now. The move, I feel, is going to be physical. And like I said, very interesting because it's the first thing I wrote down. I wish you all were with us so you can see this. Rochelle's not seeing anything that I'm writing down. And
I'll
you even caught that, too. Yeah, just very interesting.
Okay, let me say we have a break that will take over in less than a minute. And so if that happens, everybody just stay put, and we'll bring you right back up online as soon as the break is over.
Gotcha. There's also a lot of peace around the transition and the move with you, and I do feel that you're being guided. You're on the right path. You're starting to take the steps that you need to. That's what I was receiving for you.
Can you hold the painting a little bit higher?
Yes.
Yeah, there we go. Does that...
see the colors.
Did either of you get anything from my mother?
I did not. The only thing I received in that short of a time was about the move and the transition. We could focus on that later if you wanted to.
Okay, the break is taking over, and so what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to step out of here for just a moment, and then when we come back, we'll pick up right there. If everybody will just hang on, we'll keep everybody on hold, and we'll be back right after this. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. My guests this evening, Rochelle Sparrow and Courtney Kane. And we have, I think you said your name is Linda?
Yes, this is Linda.
Linda, all right. And I had to sort of cut us off there because the break was taking over. But let me bring our guests back up on screen. And there they are. So she had asked, I think, if either one of you had got any information for Mark. Okay, ladies, we can't hear you. Did either one of you get some information for her mother?
Just what we received.
Okay.
Nothing at this moment was coming through.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate the information. It applies very heavily to my life right now.
Oh, well, you are so welcome, and I believe that that's the focus right now.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Linda.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right. If you would like to get a reading, ladies and gentlemen, all you have to do is give us a call, and the telephone number is 602-539-9580. Or if you would have to be paying long distance, don't do that. Use our toll-free number, which is 1-888-223-4599. And let me also say that if you happen to be living outside of the United States and outside of Canada, you can send us a flash message. All you have to do, you go to my website, and you just scroll down. You will see a link that says flash message. It's green. And click that, and you can send us your name and whatever question you might have, and we'll provide that to our guest. All right, let's go to the phone line. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. Hi, ladies. It's Boomer calling from British Columbia. How are you doing tonight?
Outstanding.
Hey, Boomer.
Hey, Boomer. I like that name.
Yeah, it's a lifelong nickname. I'd love a reading if at all possible.
Well, let's go. Let's do it.
Okay.
So, in that, we have a great deal of information that we would like to share with him. Okay, now, what happens at the beginning, and this is more than likely the true, in other words, I can't tell from energies if they're alive or they passed, but the very first energy that I got with Boomer is a dog trotting up. So I'm going to make a large assumption, yeah, that this is a dog that has passed, and it's putting its nose in my face very clearly right now. And wagging its tail.
That's fantastic. Okay. I just lost a 16-year-old dog about eight months ago.
Oh,
there you go.
Boy, that is amazing.
Well, God bless you, Boomer. I know that's so hard, but he's telling...
It sure was. It was a tough loss.
Oh, I'm sure, but he's really quite there, and he's really right there in your energy field, and he's wagging his tail, and he's got his nose in my face, and he's quite happy. Just so you understand that. He's waiting for you. So
made
for
my
you.
Night.
Aww. That is
well,
so cool.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm not done with you yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I think at the beginning, didn't they say, Courtney, that they had a lot to say to him?
I think so.
Yeah, I think that's what they said. Sometimes I can't quite recall what I channel, so I think there's more here, Boomer. I love saying it. Gives me energy just to say it. Okay. Thank you. In that, your dog just moved away so I could speak. In that, your being... Yeah, he just went back to you. In that, your being is correct to think in terms of expansion. I got house as an energy. Now, this could be as an addition, larger house, expansion energy. In that, your being has an aptitude and ability to and toward expansion. I got carpentry as an energy. Your tendency is to put off, hold on, I just want to read the energy, projects. I got frustration as an energy. I got money as an energy. We are going to suggest, I got fire as an energy. Do not put off or place projects on hold. It is part of your particular nature and vitality. It feels like to work with the hands in an artistic and creative fashion, and in doing so, it brings in your life force and projects your life force outward that brings in more life force for you. So it acts like yoga would in terms of a stress relief factor. Why this is important is because it actually makes you healthier to work with hands, to work around the house, to do the particular that you have in mind, that you have on a large scale basis, that you have in scale. I want to say scale. I'm seeing an architect drawing blue lines. So think in terms of what you want to accomplish and then feed your project. We are going to suggest with part-time endeavors. I got business. I got independent. Hold on just a second. I got part-time, business, independent. There was another energy in there I want to read. Hold on just a second. Putting the word out there or putting yourself out there, marketing yourself is the other energy. A lot of times when I get these energies, they come all at once, like musical chords, like a symphony all at one time, so that your being can think in terms of outside projects funding your internal projects. Now, this is in the home, but also in the self, your true self, so that you can work as you desire. We are also, carpentry as an energy came in again. We are also going to suggest that your being think in terms of what it is you wish to do on a long-term basis as far as your creative life is concerned, and your endeavors, because you can think of promoting yourself. I got carpentry as a part-time business owner into full-time business owner. Now, when they said full-time business owner, I actually got the sense of making clocks. This is wall clocks, cuckoo clocks, different kinds of carved out, very articulate wood carvings. Takes skill. It takes artistic skill. Going back into the channel in that your being can think again, and I'm seeing a whole range of clocks. Your being can think again, and then I got boxes. Now I'm looking at boxes. Again, this feels like the wood. It's very simple. These are simple boxes, but they're incredibly well made out of, fashioned out of exotic woods or staying green here, not endangered woods, but just different kinds of woods. Hold on just a second. I'm perhaps looking at jewelry boxes because I'm seeing green lining inside the boxes that is made out of felt. Okay, going back into the channel, in that your being, again, can think of your particular artistic talents as something you can count on in a reliable manner to bring you income. So you've been looking for more of a financial gain. It feels like I got the sense of the mind searching in terms of options and opportunities. Focus your mind in particular talents is the correct way, and there is gain here financially is correct. Okay, Courtney?
All right. Now, this is the painting. I'm not sure if you can see it. Let's see.
Yeah, I can see it.
Can you see it?
Looks like an
all
alien.
Right. they all tend to look like that when there's 5 minutes. I'm so sorry. Anybody
oh, no,
who'd like a reading, but they can get really detailed and really fantastic. But this is what I was receiving right now. There's a lot of color within this. Somebody from the other side, I couldn't pinpoint exactly who it was. It may have been your pet. But this is a loved one from the other side that came through to you. The information that I was receiving was that I feel as though you're either you live within a holistic community or you, in your spare time, kind of the natural life is for you. I'm getting like hippie energy.
Okay, we have to take a break, and everybody just hang on, stay on hold with me, and we'll be back right after this break to finish up with what did Courtney see, all right? And we'll be back. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. My guests this evening, Rochelle Sparrow and Courtney Kane. And we have, I think you said your name is Linda?
Yes, this is Linda.
Linda, all right. And I had to sort of cut us off there because the break was taking over. But let me bring our guests back up on screen. And there they are. So she had asked, I think, if either one of you had got any information for Mark. Okay, ladies, we can't hear you. Did either one of you get some information from her mother?
Just what we received.
Okay.
Nothing at this moment was coming through.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate the information. It applies very heavily to my life right now.
Oh, well, you are so welcome, and I believe that that's the focus right now.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Linda.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right. If you would like to get a reading, ladies and gentlemen, all you have to do is give us a call, and the telephone number is 602-539-9580. Or if you would have to be paying long distance, don't do that. Use our toll-free number, which is 1-888-223-4599. And let me also say that if you happen to be living outside of the United States and outside of Canada, you can send us a flash message. All you have to do, you go to my website, and you just scroll down. You will see a link that says flash message. It's green. And click that, and you can send us your name and whatever question you might have, and we'll provide that to our guest. All right, let's go to the phone line. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. Hi, ladies. It's Boomer calling from British Columbia. How are you doing tonight?
Outstanding.
Hey, Boomer.
Hey, Boomer. I like that name.
Yeah, it's a lifelong nickname. Yeah, I'd love a reading if at all possible.
Well, let's go. Let's do it.
Okay.
So, in that, we have a great deal of information that we would like to share with him. Okay, now, what happens at the beginning, and this is more than likely the true. In other words, I can't tell from energies if they're alive or they passed, but the very first energy that I got with Boomer is a dog trotting up. So I'm going to make a large assumption, yeah, that this is a dog that has passed, and it's putting its nose in my face very clearly right now. And waving its tail.
That's fantastic. Okay. I just lost a 16-year-old dog about eight months ago.
Oh,
there you go.
Boy, well, oh boy, that is amazing.
Well, God bless you, Boomer. I know that's hard, but he's telling...
It sure was. It was a tough loss.
Oh, I'm sure, but he's really quite there, and he's really right there in your energy field, and he's wagging his tail, and he's got his nose in my face, and he's quite happy, just so you understand that. He's waiting
wow.
for you.
So waiting made
for
my
you.
Night.
Aww. That is
well,
so cool.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm not done with
not
you
done.
Yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I think at the beginning, didn't they say, Courtney, that they had a lot to say to him?
I think so.
Yeah, I think that's what they said. Sometimes I can't quite recall what I channel, so I think there's more here, Boomer. I love saying it. Gives me energy just to say it. Okay. Thank you. In that, your dog just moved away so I could speak. In that, your being, he just went back to you. In that, your being is correct to think in terms of expansion. I got house as an energy. Now, this could be as an addition, larger house, expansion energy, in that your being has an aptitude and ability to and toward expansion. I got carpentry as an energy. Your tendency is to put off, hold on, I just want to read the energy, projects. I got frustration as an energy. I got money as an energy. We are going to suggest I got as an energy. Do not put off or place projects on hold. It is part of your particular nature and vitality. It feels like to work with the hands in an artistic and creative fashion. And in doing so, it brings in your life force and projects your life force outward that brings in more life force for you. So it acts like yoga would in terms of a stress relief factor. Why this is important is because it actually makes you healthier to work with hands, to work around the house, to do the particular things that you have in mind, that you have on a large scale basis, that you have in scale. When I say it, scale, I'm seeing an architect drawing blue lines. So think in terms of what you want to accomplish and then feed your project, we are going to suggest, with part-time endeavors. I got I got independent. Hold on just a second. I got part-time, business, independent. There was another energy in there I want to read. Hold on just a second. Putting the word out there or putting yourself out there, marketing yourself, is the other energy. A lot of times when I get these energies, they come all at once, like musical chords, like a symphony all at one time, so that your being can think in terms of outside projects funding your internal projects. Now, this is in the home, but also in the self, your true self, so that you can work as you desire. We are also, carpentry as an energy came in again. We are also going to suggest that your being think in terms of what it is you wish to do on a long-term basis as far as your creative life is concerned and your endeavors, because you can think of promoting yourself. I got carpentry as a part-time business owner into full-time business owner. Now, when they said full-time business owner, I actually got the sense of making clocks. This is wall clocks, cuckoo clocks, different kinds of carved out, very articulate wood carvings. Takes skill. It takes artistic skill. Going back into the channel, in that your being can think again, and I'm seeing a whole range of clocks. Your being can think again, and then I got boxes. Now I'm looking at boxes. Again, this feels like the wood. It's very simple. These are simple boxes, but they're incredibly well made out of, fashioned out of exotic woods or staying green here, not endangered woods, but just different kinds of woods. Hold on just a second. I'm perhaps looking at jewelry boxes because I'm seeing green lining inside the boxes that is made out of felt. Okay, going back into the channel, in that your being, again, can think of your particular artistic talents as something you can count on in a reliable manner to bring you income. So you've been looking for more of a financial gain. It feels like I got the sense of the mind searching in terms of options and opportunities. Focus your mind in particular talents is the correct way, and there is gain here financially is correct. Okay, Courtney?
All right. Now, this is the painting. I'm not sure if you can see it. Let's see.
Yeah, I can see it.
Can you see
it? Looks like an alien.
they all tend to look like that when there's 5 minutes. I'm so sorry. Anybody who'd like a reading, but they can get really detailed and really fantastic. But this is what I was receiving right now. It's there's a lot of color within this. Somebody from the other side, I couldn't pinpoint exactly who it was. It may have been your pet. But this is a loved one from the other side that came through to you. The information that I was receiving was that I feel as though you live within a holistic community, or you, in your spare time, kind of the natural life is for you. I'm getting like hippie energy.
Okay, we have to take a break, and everybody just hang on, stay on hold with me, and we'll be back right after this break to finish up with what did Courtney see, all right? And we'll be back. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We're doing something a bit different this evening. It's out of the ordinary for what we normally do. But I thought it was such a unique kind of a thing, you know? We've just never had a psychic trans-channeler and a psychic artist working together. And so, you know, whenever we had the opportunity to have these ladies on the show, I decided that would be a good idea. And it's been pretty amazing so far, I can tell you. We're talking with Rochelle Sparrow and with Courtney Kane. And I want to open up the telephone lines for you again. The telephone number is 602-539-9580. Or you can use the toll-free number, which is 888-223-4599. All right, let's go to the telephone line. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name is Pam, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Okay, you said your name is Pam?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Pam.
How can we help you?
And hang on a second. You know, I'm just not pushing all the buttons in the right order tonight. Ladies, we now have you back. Okay.
I can hear you.
Okay, good deal. Pam is with us, and I just didn't push the button all the right order. And came back. We're all back now.
How can we help?
Well, again.
Okay, let's do it. In that, we are going to suggest a number of tactics. I got two energies. I got healing energy, and as far as health is concerned, to speak at length here in regards to grief as energy. So a lot of times I have to put their energies because we're not doing it. Okay, let's see what they mean. In that your being has had grief energy for a long time. I am going to say that this energy is suppressed. Your busy is to, it feels like diet on and off without expressing, experiencing grief, other energy, and that you're being difficult, like it's difficult as an energy. Your being has high tolerance for suppression of pain, which results in an unconscious non-recognition of pain. So you think you are okay. I got numb as an energy. We are going to suggest that your being would benefit from in that particular card, meaning grief energy, depressed pain. I got alcohol as an energy. Your being needs truly to recognize that there are past issues that are not uncovered further energy that need discussion and released. You are not yet with a particular uncovering of experience. So there needs to be more and like experience with counselor past energies. Now, we also wish to speak briefly in regards to past life issue. If you're like mother in connection with parent, in that your being's tent is, again, not to look at parent in terms of being responsible for what happened in this particular lifetime. In past life, the relationship between mother and daughter was again formulated, and your being's life with mother left unresolved emotional battle energy in which being contracted again to re-experience this lifetime in order to heal the experiences in regards to the past life situations. So that being, as time moves forward, 2009 through 2010, your being will begin to be more motivated with time. I got depressed as an energy of these particular issues. Now, this is not a negative session. This, of course, is to really help you identify and uncover energies within the wound, that pain as an energy, so that, of course, you can heal. But first, these energies, I got pain as an energy, must be uncovered so that you can see them clearly. Again, your tent hide to cover all, to cover up this wound, not look at it. And we are suggesting that your beam can then move more toward more stability in accordance and in regard to weight, the correct row. Okay?
All right. Now, I'll tell you, before I show the pain, I'll tell you the information that I was getting a lot of anxiety within. And you can numb the anxiety for other outlets to do so, also, or maybe just not even looking at it, not trying to ignore it. So I see a lot of many layers, much like a lot of layers of hurt that you're having to process, that you're not wanting to look at. Also, I was picking up on Mother Jane. Surrounding you is Mother Jane. There's a lot there within your own aura. Also, a bit of worry. I was also getting that your guide was very present. Whenever you feel that you really don't know what to do, need help, call on your guide, ask for assistance. They're there with you. Also, I was getting that you need to focus on your own healing. Quit focusing on what's going on with them, but on you. Very important. And this is the painting that was bad. I want to tell you, when guides come for painting, I always get something much like an orb, and you can barely see it on this camera. Here in the corner, and it's yellow. So guides are over here, and people from the other side usually come up over here. So they go.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Pam. And lucky.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, the telephone number is 602-539-9580, 602-539-9580, and the toll-free number, 888-223-4599. If you have a question, you have... you want a reading? Well, that's the place. That's the number to call, okay? All right, let's go to the telephone. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
My name is Troy, and I'm calling from Canada.
Okay, Troy.
Hi, Rochelle.
How you doing?
Hello.
Not too bad. How are you ladies doing tonight?
We're doing excellent.
Very good.
Great.
So how can we help?
I was just wondering if you could give me a reading if possible.
Okay, let's see. In that, your being has a tendency to whitewash a situation that is now happening and is close to you. I got calm energy. We get linked, and I think SN regards conflict. That your being is quite accommodating. Your being does not recognize when someone feels like, oh, I got financial as an energy, wants to take advantage of your being's good-natured, it feels like accommodation and generosity. We are going to suggest that your good-natured ability to support and to be helpful is the correct road, is the correct way. But we are also going to suggest that your tendency to accommodate one who is close to you, I got conflict, is bringing you into a conflict because it is too much. Okay, thank you. Too much support. I got financial as an energy. Your being is being overwhelmed by him. And then I got generosity as an energy. Your being needs to take care of yourself and your being first. The accommodation must be made toward you first. Your equality in terms of your rights must be, okay, thank you. I want to say your financial rights must be looked after in an equal basis or considered, meaning from an outside view, considered by other people in an equal way. so that your rights aren't abused or you are not taken financially advantage of in the way that your good heart wishes to be generous and supportive toward another individual. So be careful here. Do not overspend your support. It is not going to bring you the kind of relationship you would wish. And I also got caretaker as an energy, and your being in the long run will not benefit financially or within the relationship. Okay. I'm also a drug energy. So be aware of really what's occurring, what is happening around you. Be careful, because you will be at advantage financially in the long run. And the energy, and it felt like car energy, and that disappearing or being at risk to disappear. It was there for 1 second, and then it wasn't. Be aware of what we are suggesting. Be boundaries. Caretake yourself is the correct way.
The information that I immediately got was cheerful. But really, there's a lot of there. I've seen it almost like a mask. But don't be alone by that. I don't know. I don't see anything. I mean, just my test was right. So you maybe have some anxiety that's causing you illness, that is causing you pain, your stomach hurting, your chest hurting. That worry is inside of you. I also want all of it to go well. You're wanting also wanting to be the good guy. You're wanting very everything better for everybody else. That is what I was receiving. And this is a picture. The worry is internal. It's surrounding me on a bit. There you go.
Okay. You guys are very, very good.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, and just God bless you, and take you first.
Okay. Thank you, Kevin. Okay.
You bet. Thanks for the call.
Troy.
We are, because of, I didn't want us to interrupt, we skipped a break, and we'll skip it. Because we only have really a few minutes left in the show, and what I really would like to do, I've got a flash message here from Richard in New Zealand, and he says, I'm stuck and need advice with what to do. Maybe you ladies can help out, he says.
And what was his name?
Richard.
Richard, okay.
Okay. In that, we are going to suggest an alternative approach to lifestyle. I am getting a block as an energy, and that his being's scope and tendency is not to look inward. This, in turn, leads him into relationships where he feels he needs a mother or to be mother. And this, in turn, leaves his relationships unresolved, unfulfilled, and wanting in terms of depth, so that his being ends up in crisis after crisis. I'm getting relationship energy. We are going to suggest that his being in a much longer, much more in-depth inward journey to understanding himself, knowing himself in a much clearer, stronger, and better way than ever before, because his tendency is to look outward or toward a mother. You're suggesting he begin to mother himself. We're having a routine, what the guys call an energetic prescription. This is to change the energy in routine meditation and visualization of him coming quite clear, centered, like a Buddha in a cross-transition upon his own energy of breathing. We suggest he nurture himself meditation 3 times a day for 6 weeks straight. After the 6 weeks, he will notice a stronger shift in determining what is the best direction for him to move into. But right now, he truly needs to pay attention to his own inner world. He denies himself that particular experience and the information of his inner world that he can then begin to draw on to lend him into his journey or path of his life is correct.
Okay? All right. Now, the information immediately looked at, be still, focus. I was also getting that his being was very, very maybe naive or innocent sometimes within situations. What's interesting was I was seeing his being looking through like a looking glass, like a into himself, like a window into him, and it was surrounding his crown chakra, his head, that area. And so, Michelle, when you just said that he needs that prescription, that meditation, that's exactly what I was getting. So the painting's very interesting. I've never gotten anything like this before. He completely needs to focus within. That will come to you. He'll know exactly what to do. He needs to follow what your guide suggests. And what we suggested. Mm-hmm. There you go. You can see the very faint window within himself. It just goes across him.
Okay. Well, I hope that tell you, we got that on a flash message from New Zealand, and so we don't get the audible feedback because it's a flash message. It's like an email, an instant kind of thing. But it was fascinating this evening, ladies. How long have you been working together like this?
Oh, for several years now. We just naturally just came together, and we just building our business together. It's just been an amazing journey. It's really accelerated our process of doing these radio shows and just the events across the country and meeting folks on television. Not on television. I meant to say telephone. Hey,
telephone.
Well, here we are on television. On television, nationally and internationally. So we're just very grateful for this process.
So you've been doing this together for several years, you say?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And in your private practice, do you work together in the private practice, or you differently?
We do both. Rochelle does readings on her own. I also do readings. Paintings are larger and much more descriptive. Of course, there's a lot more time spent on them rather than 5 minutes a painting. So we do readings, but then we also have readings that we do together as well, which is a lot of fun.
Do you find that there has been a shift in what people are asking you as we approach 2012?
Well, there's been a shift in terms of the major questions are all around the economy,
mm-hmm.
and the focus on financial. Am I going to get a job? Am I going to lose a job? What am I going to be doing? There is so many questions. I probably get those questions at least 10 times a week.
Right.
It's just amazing. So that's been a huge, huge shift for people. And they want to know what to do and how to carry out their lives. There really hasn't been that particular focus in per se, except for symbolically on 2012. In other words, we do all need to change. We really need to get in touch with who we truly are. And this crisis is an opportunity for change to happen. So it is really about our evolution and about that particular change, but it comes out in the concrete form of worry about finances, worry about our value, worry about our worth, worry about who we really are.
Well, I don't want to sound too mystical or esoteric, but what I'm about to say is because I have lived for a number of years in my former employment, I lived in places where things that we take for granted simply don't exist. I mean, I've lived where we didn't have running water, electricity, so that means no refrigerator, washing machine, or television or radio, or even running water, in because, you know, no city pumps, no electricity, no city pumps. And when you live in a place like that, you find out that you can do it, and you can get along without all that stuff really well. Mm-hmm. And so it changes sort of your priorities about things, and so that now I either have a car or I don't. Either the air conditioning works or doesn't. It's no big deal.
Right.
And so I think, you know, what we're going through is causing a lot of people to have to face that sort of situation where they just don't have the luxuries they used to have. But, hey, you will make it.
Yeah, people will make it. That's absolutely true.
A lot of the things that, you know, here in the United States and Canada, that we just think, well, that's just a necessity. I think we're going to find out soon that many of those so-called necessities are simply going to vanish.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets down to who are we? And
right.
we can't define who we are by what we have.
That's exactly it. You got it.
I wrote this some time ago, and I always thought it would make a really good country western song.
Uh-huh.
And here it is. If what you have is who you are, then baby, you ain't much.
I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, that is perfect country song, isn't it?
I think it'd be a great country song. Ladies, it's been wonderful. And just stay on the line with me for a moment as we close the show. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that if you would like to visit the website of Rochelle, all you have to do is click on their picture on my website. It'll take you right over to her website. All right, so you just go to kevinsmithshow.com, click on her picture. It takes you to her website. And I think that would be a good thing for you to do. I think you ought to go over there and visit that. This is a whole different way of approaching things paranormal than what we normally have done on this show. And I hope it's been helpful for you. And I hope that you found it both interesting and enlightening. Now, let me also say that we've got another great week lined up for you next week, and you don't want to miss it. Monday night, we've got, I'll keep that a secret. But if you like UFOs, you got to tune in Monday night. All right, because that's the focus for Monday night. And we've got a whole week of good stuff lined up for you. All right, my clock on the wall here tells me that it is time. And the problem that we're having is that even though it tells me that it is time, it's not playing my outro music. So here we go. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You can call me whatever you want. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.